Chell Anderson is a botanist and plant ecologist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Chell.
Hi.
So owls are sort of mysterious. They're often silent, and in the case of a couple which live around here, pretty small. So let's talk about small owls.
Sure, small owls. Well, how about if we start with the most common small owl in our part of the north, and that would be the saw-whet owl, the northern saw-whet owl. As you said, a little owl, normally very quiet and unseen, really, for the most part. One feels really fortunate if you get to catch a glimpse of one of these little owls. And in the case of the saw-whet, they're about 8 inches, so sitting on a branch, that's about how tall they'd look. They have kind of a long wingspan for their length, about 17, 18 inches. So when they're flying, they might look bigger than they actually are. One of the best reasons to talk about them right now is that this is the time of year when we might have a good chance of knowing that they're around because they're singing.
I have had one on various times during the winter outside of our bedroom window on a red pine branch. And that's the only thing it could be. They don't make much of a noise, but there's nothing else quite like it. It's not owl-alike. It's
right.
More of a squeak.
Yeah. Even. Well, so did it bother you?
Oh, no. Okay. It was great to know they were around.
Okay. Well, given that the way they sing to each other, so these would be this time of year is the males would be courting the females, and they sing their song, they vocalize to attract females, first of all. And so what they basically are doing is, if you had to listen to it for a long time, is a pretty monotonous hoot or whoop, it sometimes is described as, and it goes something like this. And on and on.
That's it.
And on. They can literally do that for hours.
I mean, never had that experience,
okay.
But I mean, they lasted for quite a while. But he must have, you know, he must have picked somebody up because he wasn't there that long. But
okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were hearing.
And they make some other vocalizations too, which I won't try to imitate. Once they attract a female, then they're going to continue calling, and as they fly, to lead her to the nest site that they've chosen. So the males are going to be showing off what they would like to use as a nest site, which is a cavity in a big tree.
So they've already picked the site.
Yes, the males are looking, checking out spots. That's part of their getting ready, and they're going to be attracting females and then leading them to these nest cavities, potential nest cavities, and kind of showing them off, and she's going to check it all out. And, you know, so that's kind of the little program they're going through. Once they get close and nearby that cavity and it's clear where it is, well, then the male's going to sit down next to her on a branch, and he's going to shuffle around, and eventually, if it seems like it's going to be a go and there's some real pair bonding that takes place, well, then he's going to be catching food and offering her little rodents and good tidbits to eat. So this is a great time of year to get out and listen for these wonderful little songs. And because these owls are small, if you do happen to see one, it's likely to sit very still. Instead of taking off and flying, their typical defensive response to being seen by something they might feel threatened by is to be still. And so they give people often the impression that they're very tame because, you know, people can walk, you can kind of walk right up to it and oftentimes and get a really good look at them if they're, you know, more down at your eye level. And in the winter, they spend a lot of their time roosting in thick conifer branches, again, because it's a nice sheltered place if it is windy. And they're mostly hunting at night like other owls. So during the day, they're just looking for a comfortable place to hang out and be not visible to things that might be looking to catch them.
They can't weigh very much.
No, they weigh just a few ounces at most. So, yeah, they're very tiny. They're all feathers, you know, really. And if you've never seen one, they are quite beautiful, given their tiny size. The disc of their face, which is where their eyes and their beak are, is centered on a white, kind of a snow-white-shaped Y. And the arms of the Y arc over their orange-yellow eyes. And on the stem of the Y is the black beak. And then radiating out from that white is this just gorgeous pattern of lines, brown and white lines. The back is mostly brown and spotted with white. The breast is brown, buffy brown with white lines. Very beautiful little owl, and looks very similar to another owl, which isn't quite so common, but does appear here some years in greater numbers, and that's the boreal owl. And that's just slightly bigger and has a yellow beak and a little bit different face pattern, but that's the closest owl in size to the saw-whet. But the saw-whet is much more common. We're much more likely to see them, but we should talk another time about the boreal owl.
Okay. Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand little owls.
You're welcome.